A Jewish Journal article. Mohammed El-Kurd, social media influencer, terrorist sympathizer. In recent months, Mohammed El-Kurd has risen to prominence, becoming the Palestine correspondent for The Nation, curating a substantial following on social media, and making frequent appearances on university campuses. El-Kurd often presents himself as a champion for a just cause, but this could not be further from the truth. Beneath a veneer of social justice, altruism, and reporting is a vile agenda, full of anti-Semitism and hate for the world's only Jewish state. El-Kurd has, on numerous occasions, propagated the centuries-old anti-Semitic blood libel. Just this past May, during a Zoom event, El-Kurd labeled Israelis as thirsty for blood, moments after justifying bombings of Israeli civilians. On Twitter, El-Kurd has said Israelis have an unquenchable thirst for Palestinian blood. In his book, Rivka, El-Kurd outright lies that Israelis harvest organs of the martyred Palestinians. He has also openly compared Israelis to the Nazis. An avid Twitter user, El-Kurd's brazen anti-Semitism is on full display for the world to see. El-Kurd has been dismissive of anti-Semitism in general, questioning statements condemning anti-Semitism and arguing that there is no need to engage with the false accusations of anti-Semitism. El-Kurd posted these comments during an unprecedented surge in anti-Semitic attacks in cities across the United States. El-Kurd's desire to conceal the dangers faced by Jews is not surprising. El-Kurd frequently voices his contempt for Jews. Last May, El-Kurd absurdly accused Jews praying at the Western Wall of an insidious plot to take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Given El-Kurd's contempt for the Jewish people, it shouldn't be shocking that he has justified acts of terror directed at Israelis, including incessant rocket fire from Hamas into Israeli cities. Last fall, El-Kurd memorialized the Second Intifada, praising the terror attacks that killed over 1,000 innocent Israelis and wounded thousands more, all while falsely claiming Ariel Sharon's visit to the Temple Mount, the holiest place in Judaism, sparked the years-long bloody war. This is just one example of El-Kurd's Twitter posts celebrating terror. Still, he regularly posts highly questionable opinions, which include, that are not limited to defending the actions of Hamas, as they fired 150 rockets at Israeli civilians, all while claiming that Israel has no right to self-defense against terror. El-Kurd makes a special effort to label Palestinians detained in Israeli jails as being political prisoners. At a recent speaking engagement at the University of Minnesota, El-Kurd invoked this terminology, saying a free Palestine would mean the release of all political prisoners. This is a thinly veiled attempt by El-Kurd to whitewash Palestinian terrorism. El-Kurd is also an outspoken supporter of the anti-Semitic boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign, BDS, calling for universities, businesses, and governments to sever ties with the Jewish state. This type of rhetoric is the modern-day encapsulation of the Khartoum resolution, where the Arab League voted for the three no's: no peace, no recognition, no negotiation. There is a notion that the BDS campaign was born from the frustration that war and acts of terror were not strong enough to annihilate Israel. In reality, BDS serves a role as part of a model of hybrid warfare against Israel. When Palestinian groups like Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, and the Fatah-affiliated Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade launch attacks against Israel, Israelis are forced to respond to protect their people. Activists like El-Kurd use the Israeli response to play victim, turning him into a cheerleader in this cycle of violence, much to the detriment of Israelis and Palestinians. As much as he claims to be an activist for the Palestinians, El-Kurd has spent his time not trying to advance peace or prosperity for the Palestinians but calling for the destruction of the lone Jewish state he blames for all problems the Palestinians face. This level of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic bigotry has undermined the Palestinian nationalist cause and has compromised any tangible efforts for a Palestinian state in favor of the outright discrimination of a Jewish state, plunging the region into chaos time and time again. Because anti-Israel activists have wedged their meritless, malign agenda into major social justice issues like climate change, racial justice, and others, El-Kurd has found himself welcomed with open arms on college campuses under the false pretense that his bigotry aligns with other causes. El-Kurd also finds himself weighing in issues related to campus, and to Jewish safety on campus, including by voicing support for a USC student senator who tweeted that she wanted to kill every motherfucking Zionist. He called the campaign for this open anti-Semite to be removed from a position of power at the school a Zionist smear campaign. El-Kurd's track record of inciting violence, spreading anti-Semitic tropes, and antagonizing the Jewish state is clear evidence that his motives are not to inspire critical thinking, civil discourse, or anything of value for society or academia. Instead, El-Kurd exploits the legitimacy extended by him to inspire contempt for the state of Israel and the Jewish people. It is time for academic institutions and media outlets to condemn El-Kurd and his hateful message. Adam Gordon is a campus advisor at the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting and Analysis, CAMRA. He is a graduate of the University of Massachusetts Amherst with a BA in political science.